We wanted to talk about what's happening at Trinity Health, which on Thursday announced it will require all of its 117,000 employees in 22 states, along with its contractors and anyone else conducting businesses in hospitals, to get coronavirus vaccines. And that includes 24,000 employees of Trinity Health in Michigan, all across the state. This year, the SEIU Healthcare Union, which represents over 1,800 of these healthcare workers, came out in opposition to the mandatory vaccination policy. Joining us to talk about this more is Cassidy Hobby. She's a patient care assistant at Mercy Hospital in Muskegon and a member of SEIU. Cassidy, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
Do you see this policy putting staff in a difficult position?
I do, most definitely.
What kind of challenges will it pose?
It's definitely going to impose tough decisions to make upon everybody, having to decide, okay, do I do this and keep my job, or do I walk away at this point and continue on?
Right. You don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but did you yourself decide to get vaccinated?
I did. I made that decision for myself. But again, that was my choice, my option.
Right.
To get the vaccine.
What were some of the factors that you sort of talked through in your own mind as you were thinking about this?
For myself, it was more so personally because I was traveling and not knowing outside of my everyday activities and everyday living how it was going to be like in another state.
We understand from some other sources that more than half of Trinity's Michigan workforce has been vaccinated, but the number of people who have not would be in the thousands. And we also understand that Trinity's policy would mean that people would lose their jobs if they decide not to do this. Do you know why some union members might still be hesitant to get the vaccines?
And this isn't my opinion, I believe that in some people's minds that there's just not enough out yet. There's not enough information. It hasn't been out that long. And that did scare me when I got vaccinated. Like, there's not enough out there yet. What could happen? What are the long-term effects of this? What are the short-term effects of the vaccine? There's a lot of what ifs. It's hard when it comes down to pinpointing like the bottom of exactly how everybody feels, because there are some people who feel that the vaccine should be mandatory.
Yeah. If patients come to Trinity, and they may have some comorbidities, some things that we know make them more vulnerable to COVID or COVID variants, and they know that some of the people they're in contact with are not vaccinated, do you think that they might feel less confident of their ability to keep safe when they come in for medical care?
No, because I can say that at least from what I see in my building, we do our best to use the right precautions, the right PPE, so that way, if that person is not vaccinated, we are covering ourselves and our patients.
I think it might be helpful for people to hear a bit more about that. We're in a situation now where folks can walk into, say, a grocery store in Michigan or a restaurant if they're vaccinated without a mask. And people are just mixing a lot more in public than they were before. What are things like at the hospital?
Right now, things are a little bit on edge. We are short-staffed. We are doing what we possibly can to get through every day and still be able to provide the best care that we can. And with having this forced upon people for the vaccine, in my eyes, I feel like it's going to bring us a lot more short-staffed than what we are, because people want to be given that option. Trinity has taken away our rights to that option.
The backdrop for all this is that the union is in negotiations with Trinity for a new contract. And my understanding is the negotiations have been going on for some time. Do you know if the mandatory vaccination has become a point of negotiation for the contract?
From what I'm aware of, no one knew that this was coming. No one went to the union and brought this in front of them to say, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Do you think that the union's position on this might change if we find ourselves in a place where COVID infection rates or hospitalizations go up again later in the year?
Well, again, in my eyes, we have made it this far. We have worked over a year by using precautions, by using the right PPE, and keeping, again, not only ourselves, but our patients as safe as possible. We should be able to be given that opportunity to say yes or no, this is what we want. Because for the last year, without a vaccine, we have made it happen.
Cassidy Hobby is a patient care assistant at Mercy Hospital in Muskegon, which is part of Trinity Health. Trinity's requiring employees to be vaccinated. Cassidy is also a member of SEIU Healthcare Union.
Thank you.